In an effort to get more people who are addicted to opioids into treatment, the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources has awarded a $260,000 grant to the Prestera Center to establish a team in the Kanawha Valley that visits overdose patients and tries to convince them to get into treatment. That program is the second of its kind in the state. Kara Lofton takes us to Huntington, where West Virginia's first quick response team was launched in December.
At the Huntington Emergency Medical Services Administration building, a quick response team is reviewing their cases for the day.
I wouldn't approach her at the hacienda, which is the house she's been staying at. I would just watch for her.
Oh.
Because the house she's been staying at, the guy there will make it
harder.
Yeah. But okay. If we happen to catch her out and about, I think she's kind of at that stage. Because for her to call last night is completely unlike her.
That's Police Officer Chris Tremblay talking with her teammates, Sue Howland, who works for Prestera, and Larisha Cox, a paramedic. The city of Huntington launched a quick response team in December with the help of two federal grants.
So she overdosed last week on Wednesday. The on-duty supervisor called.
That's paramedic Larisha. She's the only full-time staffer on the team. The representatives from the police department and Prestera rotate.
She's kind of actually a lot depressed. At first, when we went down there, she wasn't all that receptive. But the more we talked to her, she kind of warmed up to us, especially Sue. The next day, we went back and spoke to her again. So we're just going back today to follow up with her again.
And so the first time you went, she decided she wasn't ready to go into treatment.
Oh, no. Yeah, she's still not ready. And we respect that. If somebody's not ready, it's best that we know that. It doesn't work if they're forced into anything.
Sue then chimes in from the front seat of the car. It's a little hard to hear her, but she says at least they're building rapport with both her and her family. The patient, who's 26, is living with grandparents. The grandfather lets us in, and the team winds through the house and down into the basement where the patient is still sleeping.
We just came by just to make sure you went and that you're still doing good.
Just touch base with you. Is there anything we can do, or?
Mm-hmm.
Good deal.
The woman shakes her head, becoming more animated as they ask about how well she's eating, how her headaches have been, and on her relationship with her grandparents. They're there for about 10 minutes. Then they leave. Bob Hansen is the director of the Huntington Quick Response Program.
We've been having a lot of overdoses in Huntington and Cabell County, and really the big thing that stood out to many of us is, you know, what are we doing afterwards?
He saw an article about a similar program in Colerain, Ohio. They invited the heads of that program to Huntington, did a training, and loved it. So Hansen and several other key players in the local opioid response programs orchestrated applications for two federal grants. They got both. The idea is simple. Within 24 to 72 hours of an overdose, the team goes out into the community and makes contact with the patient to try and convince them to go into treatment. Colerain reported more than 80% of the people they visited were getting into treatment programs. Huntington was hoping for 1 in 5. But they're now in their fourth month, and Hansen says they're getting up to 40% of the people they engage with into treatment.
And if you think if we maintain that percentage over time, it kind of has an accumulative effect. So, you know, by year three, you know, we should be really, you know, hitting the people to the point of getting them into more and more into programs.
Okay, so where are we headed next?
Chris says for them, it's all about the little wins.
Okay, maybe you just didn't go use today. That's one day. Maybe you might have used, but because folks have talked to you and you were feeling good about things, maybe you just didn't go out and shoplift today. Okay, that's still a thing.
They visit another patient, then get into the car for one more try before Chris has to suit up for an evening shift on patrol.
Take a dress.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So they didn't give you a real address?
Yeah, that's common sometimes.
That's very common.
or a wrong phone number.
Wrong phone number.
Like one from Mexico.
An area code for Mexico.
Got us.
As we leave the fake address, Chris sees a drug exchange.
Well, that's worth watching later today.
What, over here? That's a hot spot.
No, I'm pretty sure I just watched a hand-to-hand right there.
We go back to the station to drop off Chris for her shift. Charleston health officials are working on their own QRT with a grant from the DHHR in the coming months. Cabinet Secretary Bill Crouch called the move an essential part of the DHHR's state opioid response plan. The goal, he said, is to expand the effort until there's a QRT in every major city in West Virginia. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.